The Buddha taught Attahi Atano Anatto. The self is its own mainstay. In other words, you have to rely on yourself. You have to protect yourself. How do you protect yourself? Well, one way, the Buddha said, is to make sure that when you observe the precepts, you observe them in all cases. In other words, you give universal safety to others. No matter how much they've aggravated you, you're not going to kill, steal, have illicit sex, lie, take intoxicants. That way you provide protection to them, and when the protection for them is universal, in other words, in all cases, without exceptions, then you have a share in that universal safety as well. So you're going to be your own mainstay. You have to create the good part of you that you can depend on. Because there are a lot of things inside you that you cannot depend on. All your greed, aversion, and delusion. You don't want to have to depend on that, because it's going to let you down. And they're the kind of friends that whisper in your ears, do this, do that. It's against the law. When you do it, the police come, they go running away. You're the one left holding the bag. In other words, the defilements don't have any suffering at all. You're the one who's going to suffer from your actions. So make sure that your precepts are all around. John Mahabhu compared the practice to a fence around the house. The precepts are a fence around your behavior. Concentration is a fence around your mind, wandering off. Here again, it's good to have that fence to protect you. Don't let there be any holes in the fence where animals and other things can come in. Sit down to stay with the breath. Just really stay with the breath all the way in, all the way out, with no gaps. And that way, the protection of concentration that keeps your mind with good things becomes universal. So this is how you protect yourself. By observing the precepts, practicing concentration, and especially by developing discernment. The Buddha compared discernment to a wall of a fortress. It's well plastered, which means that the enemy soldiers cannot get a foothold or a handhold on the wall. Make your mind so that when greed comes up, you see it and you understand it. And you don't go with it. The same with aversion, the same with delusion. When you can see these things and not fall under their power, that's when you're protected. So it's through virtue of concentration and discernment that you do become your own mainstay. As the Buddha said, once you've got yourself as a mainstay, you've got a mainstay that's hard to find. Because it protects you all around. Other people can come and try to protect you here and there. But when you're protecting yourself constantly like this, that's 100% safety.